Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Hey there, everyone in podcast land. This is Brian with MSR Cast and the Metal Geeks. Celebrating our 5 years. This is awesome. I wish I could have been there on the actual podcast, but when you don't live where the crew lives, you got to do what you got to do to be a part of things. It's a great honor to help out with our social media and Facebook and spread the word wherever I can. Thank you to all the listeners for downloading, for subscribing, for referring us. I mean, really, the intro says it all. If you like metal, comic books, movies, video games, theme parks, this is your podcast. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. Kerry and the crew pour in so much love every week. George, Dave, the voice from the other room, Justin, Sean the Metal Pigeon, everybody that's been involved, thank you guys so much. I look forward to hopefully being involved more in the future, but no matter what goes on, we're going to keep it metal, we're going to keep it geeky. Happy 5 years, guys.
Wow, 5 years. I can't believe it's been that long. Hey guys, it's John Michael, former co-host and co-founder of the Metal Geeks podcast. I really can't believe it's been that long. Time has just gone by and passed me by. But I just wanted to say congratulations, Kerry, George, and Dave. I'm super proud of you guys. I think this is awesome. You've turned this casual conversation Kerry and I used to have after recording MSR casts into this behemoth of geekery. Keep on going, guys, and super proud of you. I just repeated myself. That's what I used to do on the podcast, so I'm sure you guys don't miss that very much. But again, keep on rocking with your motherfucking geeks out.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 136 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with
Brutal Dave
and George motherfucking Tripsis.
And we have a very special guest because this is a very special episode. Not like the after school specials, but we have Justin, our sometimes co-host.
What's up, guys?
Our special guest co-host.
I feel like we missed a balls in there somewhere. I mean, it can't be the fifth anniversary episode without saying balls.
Hey, where's the balls, man?
They're right here.
Okay. What? No, but wait, where are they?
I'm telling you, they're right here.
Oh, okay. So we are doing our very special fifth year anniversary. We're probably like a week or two late, but it doesn't fucking matter really because
no one was counting.
No, I wasn't counting.
We'll still call it the fifth anniversary episode.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're not going to do anything really, really special. It's going to be a normal episode, but we're just going to...
So we brought our special guest for
nothing. We're going to reminisce a little bit, talk about the past. And one of the guys that I started the show with, John Michael, called in and left a very cool message.
Aw, sweet.
Yeah, it was very sweet. That's not metal. It was metal.
Metal can be heart-touching sometimes.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, like 80s hair metal can be very sweet.
Yeah, when they make those ballads.
Yeah, like White Lion, man. So what have you been up to? What's everybody been doing?
Just work, watching Game of Thrones.
Everybody caught up on Game of Thrones here?
Yeah. I am, yeah.
Dave?
I've seen like a season and a half of Game of Thrones, so...
That's a no.
So would you mind if we talked about it?
I don't care. Go ahead.
Okay.
Holy shit. No. I've been watching that and Rick and Morty.
I'm caught up on that.
Haven't gone to the movies much because...
Me either.
You know, movies kind of...
Hasn't really been much to see. We're going to get to movies. Our topic...
lame this year.
Our topic is going to be summer movie reviews, our end of summer movie reviews, and... I haven't been in the movies in a while, so that says a lot right there.
Sure does. Well, plus it's the end of the season.
I think the last thing I saw was Spider-Man.
Last thing I saw was Valerian.
I saw Valerian. I did see Valerian. That's true.
Okay, I have not seen Valerian.
I feel better for it.
Even though I saw the first 5 minutes, we talked about this, when I went and saw Spider-Man.
Oh, you saw the best part of the movie.
Yes, yeah. That's what I said.
That's what Dave said. He's like, all right, As soon as Space Oddity was over, that's it. The movie was done.
Well, I don't know. There was that one sequence where they're in the market, which is pretty cool.
That I don't
like
know.
Like the fourth dimensional market or whatever. I didn't like that. I thought it was a cool idea that they just didn't do enough with, I guess.
Oh, okay. So, and also Dean DeHaan was just the worst.
Terrible.
I think I mentioned that before you even...
I was giving him the benefit of the doubt.
I was like, no, that dude is horrible in every fucking movie.
Carrie would like to play I Told You So.
I Told You So.
He was great in Chronicle.
Was he?
He was.
I'm going to pull you now. Was he, though?
He was. In Chronicle.
Do you find yourself doing that in your normal life? I do that now, too. And, like, I know where it comes from.
I'm just poisoning the well here. That's all I'm doing.
Anybody been playing any games or anything?
Fallout 4.
Have you?
It's totally occupied all of my time.
I started playing it a couple months ago. We've had it since, like, release day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not played it until about... I don't know, a month ago, I started playing it, so...
Yeah, I mean, I finally started playing it about a month ago, and, I mean, I've had a lot going on, but I've already put in at least 4 days of gameplay time, so right around 100 hours.
Wow.
It's been a couple weeks since I've been able to get back into it.
But I haven't done anything main story.
So like, what have you been doing? Just building a fort or whatever?
No, I haven't even been working on settlements. I've just been, like, going around doing
stuff.
Shooting
people?
Yeah, like, just doing random side quests.
Like, you look like a mutant!
I haven't really been playing a lot of games.
Leveling up.
Started playing this game Vikings Wolves of Midgard. It's like an overhead, you know, Diablo style game, but I got to the second major level and then like I can't defeat the end boss because I'm not powerful enough, and I'm like, okay, this game's gonna be like that. The coolest thing about that game is they've released Spotify on the Xbox One in an app, and you can listen to background music while you're playing games now.
PS4 did it first.
I know they did it first. But this game, if you go to the Amon Amarth playlist and play this and play Vikings, makes the game 100 times better, just by that.
Because you feel like a Viking.
You feel like a Viking listening to Amon Amarth for like the whole time. It really does work.
I can see that.
Yeah. I haven't had time to play video games, unfortunately.
And I just started playing the Sonic Mania today. I picked that up. It's an old school old school Sonic game, totally 80s style. There's even like glitches where like it would like freeze up for a second. I was like, this is pretty awesome.
So they sold you glitches and he's like, oh, this is awesome.
Pretty much.
This adds to the experience.
It's very much, if they just did a direct sequel to like Sonic 3, this is like exactly what it would be.
Cool.
None of that bullshit turning into a wolf or whatever weird things they did. It's a straight up Sonic the Hedgehog game.
When did Sonic ever turn into a wolf?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
There was one of the Sonic games. There were some really bad Sonic games out for a long time.
I remember I had a Sonic and Friends Racing. That was the last Sonic game I bought.
Those are fun, actually. Yeah, yeah. Those are cool characters in it.
Yeah.
And it was cool. The second level boss, it's, of course, you fight Eggman every time, or Dr. Robotnik, but you go into a level and you... Do you remember Dr. Robotnik's, like, mean bean machine?
Yeah.
It's sort of like Puyo Puyo. You go... That's how you defeat him in the end of the second level. You have to play that level. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
I've also been playing a lot of retro SNES games.
Have you?
Yeah, I picked up Super Bomberman.
Awesome.
I love that game. Hadn't played it in so long. I'm having a blast with that.
What are you playing him on?
On my SNES.
Yeah?
Yeah. It still works.
That's cool. Really?
Yeah, no problems at all.
Nice.
He's real hipster like that.
Well, it's the same one I've had since I was like a little kid.
I know, just kidding.
I have a few of them upstairs actually too.
I've been playing Mega Man X and Super Bomberman and even the Maximum Carnage game.
That's a good game.
The game's not so bad. The comics are kind of terrible, but
I used to love the Super Star Wars series.
I have that whole set.
No matter how those fucking hard great. Those games are.
Played some Contra 3.
Yeah.
That's super hard.
Something? Alien Wars?
Yes.
Yeah.
So much fun, but it's a lot of memorization and it's really challenging.
Mm-hmm. That's... These kids these days, they don't understand how hard games can really be.
Yeah. Try playing some Contra 3, guys.
Try playing some Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah, that too.
I don't know that one.
It's tough.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's about it.
What else? I bought my wife a game last night and actually started playing it before her, the Agents of Mayhem, done by the same company, Volition, who did all the Saints Row games.
The what?
Saints Row.
Oh, Saints Row.
Yeah. it's very much in the style of like Saints Row meets like Crackdown. So far.
So it's right up her alley then.
Right, exactly. She's fangirling all over that.
Yeah.
It's not a bad
just
game.
Just destroying buildings and they just crumble down and stuff.
I don't think there's any building destroying in
That's
it.
That's what you did in Crackdown.
I know. There's a new Crackdown coming out, so maybe you'll get to do that again.
No, it won't happen.
That you won't be able to destroy buildings or you're not going to get it?
I'm just not going to buy Crackdown. I was disappointed after the second one.
I agree on that one. Totally.
First
agree.
One was fun.
I only Limited bought the first one because it had like a preview for one of the Halo games that was coming out. That was the only reason I bought it. I tried playing it and I was like, this game sucks.
Somebody's a Halo fan.
So the voice from the other room is actually in the room right now. I'm going to get her on mic real quick. So come here. It's a surprise.
Uh-oh.
You can come on my mic.
Well, we all thought it. We all thought it.
That wouldn't be very sanitary.
That's where we get the explicit from.
We all thought it. It's okay.
So, since we're bringing people that have been on the show before, you've been on the show many times, so welcome. You got to get right up on this thing.
Giggity.
There you go. All
right.
So, tell me about your experience playing Agents of Mayhem right now, why you're so excited for it.
Well, I've played it maybe 5 minutes. It's just I've been a fan of the Saints Row franchises. And, of course, as y'all did mention, the Crackdown franchises. So, it's just, you know, I'm sure it may be more the same, but it looks fun. Some of the characters look really neat. There's a girl who's kind of like a, almost like a rockabilly roller derby girl, so I'm excited to use that character.
Cool. Sounds awesome.
So, any words of wisdom for our 5-year anniversary?
No.
Sounds about right.
It's very astute. Thank you.
I'm gonna live with that for the rest of my life now. Anytime
she'll have words at the 10-year anniversary.
Yes,
she has
words for me all the time, but I can't repeat them here.
Well, you can. It's your show. You can say whatever you'd like. Yeah,
that's the whole point of a podcast, my friend.
Well, I don't want to, you know, destroy the mysteries of marriage.
Oh, the mystery.
Anybody been watching anything on Netflix recently?
Watched a really terrible movie called Beyond the Gates last night.
Oh, I've been wanting to watch it. Is it bad?
It's enjoyably bad.
Okay, like it looks like a
shitty
movie.
It's terrible. It's a crap movie.
Because they like play like a VHS board game, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Their dad's contacting them through the VHS board
sort
game.
Sort of. Yeah.
That's what I got from the trailer.
Yeah. It's bad, but it was fun enough that I kept watching all the way through. So. All
right. Cool. I'll still watch it then.
It's a lot of what you probably expect.
Okay.
And
good.
Some pretty good, well-executed gore effects that are timed really well, and they were fucking funny, and I don't know if they were meant to be, but they were.
Like Deathgasm good, or?
Different from that, I think, a little bit.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm getting psyched for Halloween. Fun. I want to watch Deathgasm again.
Yeah, Halloween's coming up quick, man.
Sure is.
Like, I was listening to a Disney podcast today, and they're like, the first week, the first date of the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is August 31st.
Oh,
like,
wow.
How is Halloween stuff starting in August? What the hell is going on?
I imagine it would be like September sometime.
Yeah, they usually...
Starting in August.
Yeah, they're pulling it back further. We went in during September.
You're going to have Christmas stuff in October now?
Probably maybe the day after Halloween. November 1st, there'll be Christmas shit.
That's a lot of layover to do in one night.
It really is. I mean, that'd be a cool time to go. It's like, go like the week of Halloween, so you'll get that Halloween stuff.
You start your trip on Halloween and end your trip on Christmas. We've thought about doing that before.
That would actually be pretty fun. What did we watch on Netflix? We watched Glow. We finished that show.
I haven't finished yet.
I liked it.
Alison Brie.
It's not amazing, but it's pretty good.
She was hot.
I mean, yeah.
Alison Brie's hot.
I like Marc Maron a lot.
I was about to say that you know, I've listened to his podcast a few times here and there, but watching him on that show made me a fan of him.
You should watch the IFC show.
I just started watching it today during lunch. I watched the first episode today where he was Dave Foley.
The TV show is so much better than his podcast.
Yes. Like, the problem was
because he actually had time to edit the show.
There are great episodes of the podcast depending on who his guest is, but sometimes they just sort of fall flat because he has very, like, so much random quality of people on.
I a lot of the problem, we listened to one of his episodes coming back from a trip from Tyler a couple weeks ago. There's a lot of advertising.
Well, yeah, because he's like,
I know, it's
the
just,
second or third highest paid podcaster.
I know,
so.
It just got really annoying.
Yeah, well,
that's how he makes money.
That's how he's.
Speaking of, no, I'm joking. We'll do that later.
don't lead in with that.
But yeah, I love Marin. I love Alison Brie. So
it was a good show. I mean, they've already announced the second season of it too. So
I haven't finished season one yet. So
I watched Wet Hot American Summer 10 years later.
I didn't like the first one all that much.
Did you ever watch the movie?
Yes.
Did you watch the series after that?
No, I didn't care to, because okay. I didn't really like the movie, the first one.
I thought it was
hilarious. A poor man's meatballs is what I kept on thinking about the whole entire time.
I can see that.
I was like, it's an okay movie. this would be funnier if Bill Murray was in it. That's all I kept on thinking.
the Netflix series, I think, are better than the movie.
Isn't the first one a Netflix movie?
No.
It's not?
No.
Oh.
The series after that, like First Day of Camp or something. But this one is 10 years later, so it's like they made a pact to come back 10 years from that date. And there's a lot of.
Does Jason Voorhees ever show up?
No.
There's a Helsing Netflix series.
I haven't watched that yet.
I watched the first three episodes of it.
Is it better than Castlevania?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a live action show. It's about this futuristic post-apocalyptic world where vampires have taken over, and there's like one woman who's like descended from Helsing's line.
The gender bender Helsing show that's on Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, so I watched the first three episodes of that. It had some interesting ideas to it. I don't know if it's a good show.
They also did one with like Wyatt Earp, but it's a woman.
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't watched it, but I've seen it come around.
They're all about switching gender roles on Sci-Fi right about now.
All right, well, now's the time. So
Ghostbusters did it, I guess.
After years of searching on streaming services and not being able to find it, we finally just purchased a copy of Crowley, the movie written by Bruce Dickinson.
That's right.
Yeah.
I still have not seen that.
So we're going to watch it as a podcast crew then, right?
We need to Repo Man still, but yeah, I would like to see Crowley.
I have no idea what this is about. It just sounds like it would be right up our alley.
It's definitely a movie for me. Written by Bruce Dickinson. It has Bruce Dickinson music kind of punctuating it all through. And
is he in it?
He's in kind of cameo. Like, he's not really like a starring role, but he does show up on screen. But yeah, it's really more science fiction-y, I think, than horror.
Not
but
really.
It's kind of a horror movie, but basically the premise of it is that when the famed occultist Aleister Crowley died, there was a certain person who was there, watched him die, and then more present day, it takes place. The math in the movie doesn't make sense. Like, the dates don't add up in the movie, right? But basically, there are some scientists, and university researchers building this machine. It's kind of like a VR machine, augmented reality machine. And somebody kind of behind the scenes uses it in ways it wasn't intended to. And they end up kind of reincarnating Aleister Crowley into an existing person's body, basically.
So he's
alive again, modern day, and is just going around doing Crowley things.
How
and all
can
this
we
kind
not
of
watch this movie? This sounds
and
so bad.
It's terrible.
Good.
No, it's bad.
How did you purchase it?
On Amazon.
Okay.
You ever seen a movie called Brain Scan? With Edward Furlong.
Sounds familiar.
And he plays like this this really crazy VR game. It was like very prototype-y, and it allows him to do whatever he wanted in the game, but it turned out like it felt real.
And he was like saved by a robot from the future?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's also coming back to theaters, though.
That sounds familiar, but I don't think I ever watched all of
and
it.
And like there was a character in the movie who was like a character from the game, who like interact with him, tell him how to play the game, and he had
like
this
'90s type of thing.
It was super '90s,
it's
like '91 or '92.
Okay,
like this is hot off of Terminator kind of deal.
Because that dude hasn't done anything in a long time.
Edward Furlong?
Yeah.
Well, he did the Crow sequels.
Okay, he hasn't done anything good in a long time.
He did one. He did one he was in another really terrible horror movie where they like threw some party in this old like haunted house or something. I don't even remember the name of it. It was terrible.
Party Monster?
No.
Oh.
It was a bad movie.
Macaulay Culkin movie?
Yeah, with Seth Green.
Yeah.
I saw some article today that Macaulay Culkin is now older than his mom, what's the actress that played his mom in Home Alone?
Uh-huh.
Is now older than that she was when they filmed that movie. I mean, that makes you feel fucking old.
He's also making an acting comeback.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He doesn't look like a meth head anymore.
That's good. Yeah. I know he did that video last year, that internet thing.
I think it was longer than last year. I think it's been around a little bit longer than a year.
Let's talk about some Netflix stuff while we're still talking about that. Let's talk about Mark Millar's stuff coming to Netflix.
Millar World?
Millar World.
It's actually Miller World.
No, it's Millar.
He pronounces it Miller.
But he's British. What does he know?
Okay. It's his name, so... It's spelled Millar, but he pronounces it Miller.
Okay.
Just saying.
We'll have to throw a soundbite of him talking his name.
I say Millar.
I say Millar, too.
Well, he calls himself Miller.
So basically, he signed a deal with Netflix, Mr. Miller Millar, that any future IP properties that he's created will have option rights for...
Or that come out of his Millar World imprint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but anything that's already been done...
Or has an option on it,
is not part of the deal. So, Kingsman and...
Wanted.
Yeah, although they're out of the deal.
Off the table, yeah.
Yeah.
Shame, because someone should remake Wanted.
Somebody should make a kick-ass... They should make a kick-ass Netflix series.
They still could, hopefully.
That would be amazing.
I don't know. I really like the first Kick-Ass movie a lot. Like, the first Kick-Ass movie is solid.
It's great. But, I mean, they could totally do better with, like, the later parts of the story. Yeah. Hit Girl story.
Or the Hit Girl story, yeah, yeah. I guess. When she gets arrested. Series.
Why not?
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I think it was interesting the timing of this, though, because they announced the acquisition of Millar World, like, a week before Disney. Like,
do you think that's part of the reason why Disney dropped him?
Maybe, because, I mean, it's competing comic companies.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think the thing with Disney... Okay, so let's talk about
this. Yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, Disney's... Everything that's there now is staying. So starting in 2019...
Not for
No.
That's what I thought.
No. Stuff like the Netflix branded stuff, yeah. So the Marvel stuff is staying.
Right.
Everything else that's Disney branded...
Is gone.
Leaving.
Will be leaving by the end of 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, like all the Marvel movies and all the Star Wars movies that's on there.
Yeah.
I think there's only one now. Yeah, but anything that's Disney there. That's not Netflix Marvel is leaving.
Speaking of, Defenders starts this Friday.
That also means they're probably not going to make another season of Daredevil. And it also probably means they're probably not going to make any more seasons past seasons 2 for...
We don't know that for sure. We don't know what the contract... stuff is for that. They may have signed on for 3 or 4 full seasons of Daredevil.
It's not on the slate anymore. It was on the slate. Season 3 for Daredevil was on Netflix's slate. It's not there anymore. The only thing that's still there is Jessica Jones season 2, Luke Cage season 2, and Punisher. Everything else is gone.
So this leads to my question is here's the deal. I think Disney realized how much money there really is.
They were like, fuck, we're leaving money on the table.
Exactly. They finally, because they weren't on there very long with all their stuff, and they looked at the analytics, and they're like, shit, let's just do it ourselves, you know? And that's what they're doing.
That's but what HBO many, did, yeah.
HBO has done it. CBS is doing their All Access.
I don't think CBS should be doing that.
No.
Especially a paid service when it's free cable, free TV. But
I mean, I can definitely see... Disney doing it hopefully right, because they're sort of they usually have a lot of control over the way their products are
created.
Well,
the fact that they have so much content, it's more than just cartoons and family movies.
Well, yeah.
They have like a lot of real live action movies, and then they also have their ESPN sector and everything that's on ABC is technically
ESPN's going to have her own is going to get his own streaming.
Well, I imagine they would put it, they'll lump it all together.
Probably,
is what I would
ESPN
imagine.
ESPN is like losing money crazy for them right now.
Well, they're also dumping all their publishing rights. They're moving it off to someone else. Mm-hmm. They're going to stop they're going to stop publishing it. They're just giving it to someone else to do.
Disney is?
Yeah. Well, it's still going to be controlled by Disney. They're just not going to be paying for the printing cost.
Okay.
They did that with video games. They like, hey, Disney Interactive is no more, so...
Yeah, they just realized they are burning money when they're with the comics division. So yeah. Marvel is switching publishers, I guess.
Okay. So they're licensing out their IPs to other companies to do instead of them? Or?
Right. It's like someone else is picking up the rights to publish the comics.
Because isn't some of a lot of the Disney stuff, like Donald Duck and all that, isn't right. IDW and that?
There's also Disney versions of those, too. So.
Okay. Yeah, I don't keep up with a lot of that. It's confusing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so better watch all your Disney stuff now. But how many... If Disney does a really good one and they charge $10 a month, Netflix is charging $10 a month, Hulu is charging $10 a month, and you start adding all these together...
It's just like paying for cable.
Right. Why have cable anymore? If you can get all these things from all these different sources, even if you have to get 5 or 6 of them a month, you're still probably cheaper than paying a cable bill.
It comes out to about the same. I did the math. If you want HBO, Cinemax, and Showtime, Hulu, Amazon... Netflix, and then now Disney. It's just way too many streaming services.
No, there is, and that's what I'm saying. There's going to be more, so when is enough? When is it too much?
Eventually, it's just going to be a service, like a third-party service, where you just pay just one person or one company, and they funnel everything for you.
I don't see that happening like that, but maybe there might be a device where everything is cross-platform, so if you search for a movie, it'll pull from whatever... One you pay for, you know.
Chromecast does that now. Roku does that as well.
So it's.
But I'm excited and also scared for the Disney streaming service because, like, that means there's a small possibility that the Disney Afternoon cartoons will come back.
Oh yeah. Okay, I can see that.
So when Disney made this announcement, it was on the tail of, like, you know, really boring investor talk. Stuff mm-hmm. like that was the context of it. It wasn't a big media event. This was a money people event,
and it turned to a big media event though.
But the news came out, and it seemed like the vast majority of what I was seeing was a lot of really negative responses to it, which I understand. But my position on it was, if Disney is if they don't do. Here's a rotating door of hit movies, like our biggest titles,
yeah.
Here's, and they rotate in and out, and then everything else is Disney Channel bullshit.
Yeah.
If they don't do that, I might be interested. They're going to have to include. They're going to have to include their A game. And
also
I understand
the Disney
that
Vault stuff.
Yes.
You're going to have to. I'm not sure how they're going to how they would handle that.
That means the vault door will come unlocked.
All the old magical world of Disney stuff,
but
all that stuff.
Any of the old TV stuff,
yeah.
Any of the Disney Afternoon, that kind of thing.
I want Quack Attack.
I want documentaries.
Yes.
If they make this wealth of material that they have available, you could sell me on this.
Yeah,
yeah, like have Disney Nature. Those Disney Nature movies are pretty great.
They need to go back all the way to like stuff they had on TV in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go back into deep into their vault, all the cartoons they've done, all the Disney Afternoon stuff, all the Wonderful World of Disney movies.
Oh, I'd
and
do that
shows.
If they had that all the Mickey Mouse and Goofy and Donald Duck cartoons.
All the old cartoons. I mean, the only place you can't even really see those anymore.
No, you have to own the vault collection thing
yeah.
that came out in the late 90s.
I have those.
That cost like $200 when it came out.
No.
Well, now it costs $200.
Well, maybe now, yeah,
because they're out of print.
That's true. They are. So, leading that, did anybody watch DuckTales, the new
Hell
reboot?
Yeah.
I did.
What did you think?
It was fun.
Awesome.
I liked it.
It was really good.
I love the art style on it. It looks like a comic book come to life. It really does.
I can take it or leave the art style, but I liked Scrooge McDuck a lot more than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
I felt like he was fine. It was weird because... Like, I don't remember the guy's name who used to be Scrooge McDuck, but...
No, he's a famous Disney guy.
Yeah, but he was...
You would know?
Right, I have no comment on any of this. If, I haven't talked in like 5 minutes.
But if I recall correctly, that guy has been the voice of Scrooge McDuck since Scrooge McDuck has had a voice.
Right.
So it's a little bit weird.
Off-putting.
Not hearing somebody else be him. Felt like David Tennant did okay.
Yeah, did.
My wife said that she felt
Ellen
like...
Ellen Young.
Ellen Young.
Who passed away in 2016.
Mm-hmm. My wife said she felt like it really could have been anybody doing a Scottish accent. That right. David Tennant doesn't bring anything indispensable.
I don't know. And he has that attitude of David Tennant a little bit. Like, I hear the Doctor Who a little bit in there.
I mean, I hear him in there.
He's Scottish. I mean, that's a good voice for Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, but, Alan Young, I did not know this. Do you guys remember Mr. Ed?
Yep. The TV show?
He was the lead guy on Mr. Ed. He was the same guy who did Scrooge McDuck.
Did they really use peanut butter to make Mr. Ed talk?
Probably.
It would make sense.
Like, come on, man. You know Miguel. He would know.
He would know.
Is that how you got Miguel to talk?
For 130-something episodes, yeah. Just every episode, peanut butter in his gums.
Dude, you didn't have to put peanut butter in his mouth for him to talk. He'll just talk anyway.
I feel bad. I had to make fun of Miguel a little bit.
Don't feel bad. It's cool.
The last thing I want to talk about, since we're still talking about Disney, it's a couple rides have just closed down this past
week. Great movie ride shut down,
and... Ellen's Energy Adventure, call it Universe of Energy. Nobody cares about it anymore.
Well, they shut down the movie ride because they're building the Mickey Mouse ride.
Right.
Yes.
But they closed both of them down the same weekend, which is weird because like they're both the same style ride attractions. With like the big boats, but they're on a trackless.
It's a small world kind of deal.
No, they're on like trackless,
like pirates.
No, they're not boats. They're What would you call them?
Go-karts.
They're go-karts, exactly right.
I don't know.
It's a tracked ride without a track.
Right.
It's like a pre-programmed kind of...
You can fit about 70 to 100 people on each boat. That's what I'm calling it.
Like Jaws. The ride.
No, not really. But it's not on water. It's on a trackless system. So it's on floor.
Is it a boat or is it not a boat, Carrie?
It's not a boat.
Okay.
It's a boat. It's a non-water boat.
Yeah, I would be. I feel really kind of weird because I was really hoping that they were going to have an ongoing relationship with TCM and really refurbish the Great Movie Ride.
That ride definitely needed to be upgraded.
It did.
And updated. I just didn't think it was going to go away like
this. I didn't either. And I thought they were looking when they did the TCM. Partnership, I really felt like that was going to be a new injection into the Great Movie Ride, which to me was the thesis statement for that park. And so when they said they were going to take it away, I was like, that bothers me that they're going to take that away, but I'm excited enough about what they're replacing it with. And it still seems themed appropriately enough that I feel okay with it.
And they can still keep the facade and everything the same and keep it the Grauman Chinese Theater.
It still makes sense. Because at first I was like, why is this going to be in that building? That doesn't make sense. But having listened to them explain it, it does make sense. And
you're sort of going to see the cartoon and then you get pulled into
right.
it somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a ride vehicles utilize, they're a traveling cedar automated guided vehicle ride system. Not a boat. You making fun of me?
Nope. Not at all.
I just texted George Balls.
That's been our missing balls for this episode. Thank you.
This is what happens when Justin doesn't talk for a couple of minutes.
I was about to say, when was the last time you've been on an actual roller coaster ride or a theme park ride, Justin?
The time that it fell apart.
And you flew off the rails?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Where was that at?
When I was a kid, I was, I don't know, 9, 10 maybe. And there was this like rickety old wooden roller coaster outside of a like grocery store. Like one of those fair.
That's your first problem.
There you go.
Like one of those old fair roller coasters. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The flea market rides.
Right. I really wanted to ride on it. My parents were like, no, no. And I was pitching a fit. I really wanted to go on it.
Those things were put together by hobo, son.
Yeah.
And, I don't believe you.
It was going around the track and it wasn't going very fast. So they were like, okay. And it wasn't even anything of a roller coaster. It was like 6 feet off the ground. It didn't do any kind of like crazy loops or anything. It didn't go fast. It just kind of like, you know, coasted. So I get on it. We start going, and I make it around the track once.
It both rolled and then and coasted.
I started going around the second time, and it fell apart. And the cart went flying off the rails, and I skidded across the parking lot, and it terrified the shit out of me.
Wow!
And I've never ridden a roller coaster since.
What about just like a, what about a Disney ride, like just a track based ride, not a roller
like
coaster?
A boat.
I rode
like a boat,
like a boat,
like a boat, a trackless.
Are you sure
boat.
It's a boat? No, I rode. We went to Universal Studios a few years ago. And like the Dr. Seuss land, there's that train ride that goes all over the that part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I rode that, and
did
I was
freak out?
I was freaking the fuck out.
The Dr. Seuss ride?
It doesn't go fast. It like goes out over the ocean. I was like, fuck, we're gonna die. Like I can't do roller coasters.
This is it. This is the moment.
I can't do roller coasters.
White knuckling on Dr. Seuss.
Yeah,
and is it all tied to that experience?
Pretty much. Yeah, yeah. I had like flashbacks. It was not good.
What about Spider-Man? Did you ride the Spider-Man ride when you were there?
That's not the same thing though. That was super fun because you're not. Movie.
You don't really go anywhere.
You don't really go anywhere. You're in a little box that like shifts around and you know throttles you. And
I bet that thing.
Oh,
I bet that box could kill the shit out of you.
Oh, I'm sure it could. I'm sure it could. But I won't be from falling.
Okay, so you will ride vehicles like that, but you just won't get on like a roller coaster style ride.
I won't get on
like
a roller
the Hulk
coaster.
Ride.
Still. No, couldn't do that.
That was a fun ride.
I've ridden those rides that like throw you as fast as they can, and then like stop and then turn around and throw you back the other way as fast as you can. That
doesn't
bother me.
That's kind of what the Hulk ride is like.
But I mean,
just a lot of turns.
I just can't do it when you're on a seat and it like moves around. It's too much for me.
All right.
So no Six Flags for you?
No, I don't really have fun at Six Flags.
I haven't been to Six Flags in a couple of years. I need.
Aren't they supposed
back.
To be building a theme park like right outside of Houston?
There's been rumors of that for years.
Like, but they bought the land.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet.
Nothing's happened yet. They built a new water park outside Katy.
I don't care about water park.
I don't like water parks, really.
Me neither. It's just swimming
and
pee.
Piss. Yeah.
Pee and feces.
Yeah.
So anyway.
And
I guess
balls?
I guess we're not segmenting this episode, huh?
Just, you know what? We're doing it live.
Doing a straight shot.
Doing it old school.
Doing it old school.
Old school for the new schools.
That's right. So let's get into our topic then.
All right. Topics.
Topic is what the fuck we've seen over the summer. What movies have we seen?
No, what it should be called is 2017, the year said movie said what the fuck.
There was some good stuff this summer. I'll give that.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, there was.
This is a handful of good movies, if that.
I'm pulling up a list right now.
I have a list.
You have a list. Let's
I have.
It.
I'm going with Rotten Tomatoes 2017 Summer Movie Guide. So
all right.
That's where I was. It starts with Friday, May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
That was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was pretty
I
good.
Liked it.
It wasn't as good as the first one, but it was good.
I watched it again on Friday night. And
the intro scene of Baby Groot still
too much Baby Groot. Too much Baby Groot.
Yeah, I agree on that one.
I hated it because it was all like, you remember how much you loved Baby Groot last time? Here's 5 more minutes of it.
Yeah.
Buy the toy.
It didn't bother me.
It bothered the hell out of me. Although, Yondu was the fucking best in that movie. And
yes.
Drax.
Yeah.
Drax and Yondu were the breakout characters.
They just released Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 2. It's the... What's that? The website they make fun of them? The Honest Trailers.
Mm.
And they're like... They laugh at each other a lot. They laugh at their own jokes a lot in that movie. And I'm like, yeah, they really do. Drax does it for sure.
Kind of makes sense for Drax, though.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that.
It's a good movie, though. It's still fun. It's not as good as the first one, though, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a 1 point off kind
of
deal.
One of my favorite movies of the summer, so that's saying something right there.
It's very low on my favorite movies of the summer.
What else we got?
I'm just going to go down their list, and if anyone has seen one of these, speak up.
Sure.
There was King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Anyone?
Nope. I downloaded it. I haven't watched it yet.
Lowriders?
Nope.
Snatched? God, that looked terrible.
No. That's Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Looked fucking awful.
I forgot that came out.
I forgot
out.
It came out, too, yeah.
Alien Covenant.
Oh, God, that was fucking sucked.
I actually liked it.
I liked it.
Alien Covenant. Yeah.
It wasn't.
You're all wrong.
You're wrong.
It wasn't as good as I hoped it would be, but it was a pretty good movie.
There was definitely something wrong with it.
It was a movie that didn't know what kind of fucking movie it wanted to be and changed tone.
I can agree that it did tonally change.
I had problems with it, but I liked it.
Yeah.
The only good thing about that is Michael Fassbender is an amazing actor.
Yes.
And he should have been the only actor in the whole movie.
He was what the movie was about.
He was the only one acting.
You're probably right.
His story. was the story for the movie.
Yeah,
and I liked it.
But his story was also like super predictable and poorly
and very
executed.
One line. Yeah.
Well, and
one
I didn't like
very predictable.
I didn't like how they handled the ending. I felt like they could have handled it a lot better, but it was blatantly obvious. Like,
and it should have been better ties to Prometheus. I know everyone fucking hated Prometheus, but
I liked Prometheus.
Yeah, I thought
David and I've talked before about how much we enjoyed.
Yeah,
that movie.
Prometheus,
and I've only seen it the one time. I need to watch it again.
It's much better the second time, especially.
It's a great movie.
Especially if you watch the deleted scenes, it fills in a lot of gaps that you might have for it.
I'll let you borrow it. I have it on Blu-ray.
Blu-ray. But yeah, my senses is it's a 5 out of 10.
Oh, that's way too low for
that. Nope. Nah, that's being generous.
I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I give it like a 7.5.
I give it a solid 5.
I don't care to quantify.
Quantify it.
I give it 2 horns up. That's all I can say.
What's the next movie?
Yeah, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. No. Anyone? Nope. No? Everything, Why? Everything.
Nope.
Nope.
That's on Netflix, isn't it?
No idea. Oh. Baywatch. Nobody watched that movie.
I'm going to wait for it, though. I like The Rock.
I mean, we discussed the trailer the last time I was on, so...
Yeah, that's right. I do like The Rock, but I don't know about this movie. Or it's not very good.
Yeah, it looks not good. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Nope.
Fun, but not the best Pirates movie.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's still fun.
It wasn't very good.
It's got to be better than the fourth one.
It was.
It was, but no,
it was, but not
It was better than the fourth one.
Not by much. This is the director from Banditas.
What is that?
It was a straight-to-video... or DVD movie that came out in like 2005 or 2006. Had Selma Hayek and some other Penelope Cruz, and they're banditas and they rob people.
Is that the female Young Guns?
Yeah, kind of. Just way shittier.
Shittier than Young Guns.
Yeah.
Shittier than Young Guns 2?
I've never seen Young Guns 2. Okay. Young Guns 1 was bad enough.
Dead Men Tell No Tales, I mean, it was fun. Like, I would rate it higher than, like, sequels. Like, definitely higher than 3 and 4 for me.
No, you're totally wrong.
Nope.
Better than 4.
Better than 4, but not better than 3.
The original trilogy is
holds
good.
Holds strong, yeah. It's just strong.
And I liked the... let's see. I liked 3 better than 2. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, because it has a better payoff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen
better than 3.
I like the whole trilogy.
I've seen the first one recently, but I haven't seen 2 or 3 in a long time.
If you watch it in one, like, all together, I think it's a good package.
Yeah.
But the fourth movie, or this fifth movie, I guess, right? The fifth movie, it's just everyone looks so fucking tired to be there. They're like, oh, fuck, we're doing this again? Johnny Depp is not even trying to be Captain Jack Sparrow at this point.
It did feel like he was phoning in a little bit in the movie.
And then...
They didn't utilize him enough. Either.
Then Barbossa's character arc was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Javier Bardem was fun, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a great villain.
That's one
that
of the...
Like, shitty...
They always have really fun villains.
Yeah.
So... Like the fourth movie wasn't that great, but Blackbeard was pretty fucking cool.
That was Ian McKellen, right?
No, it was
McShane.
Ian McShane.
Yeah, I had the Ian right.
They pulled him into the ride too.
Yeah,
at one point. Yeah, when you go through the fog area.
Yeah, it's just Dead Men Tell No Tales. Don't tell me about it. I don't need to see it.
I'll tell you a lot of tales about it.
All right, so we're into June now. Captain Underpants, the first epic movie.
Nope.
Anyone?
I wanted to see it.
I've heard there's a character in there named George who's a comic book creator. And, like, I've heard from multiple people that it reminds them, as much as the Heavyweight Kid does, of you.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. It's probably a bad thing.
It's probably a bad thing.
Yeah,
I've
probably knowing them. So fuck those guys, is what I'm trying to say.
They owe you money now.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Amazing.
I didn't get a chance to see that one.
How did you miss Wonder Woman?
Every time I wanted to see it, something came up, and by the time I wanted to see it, it was no longer in theaters.
It's still in theaters.
Not near me, at least.
He won't go to any theaters. He'll only go to, like, IMAX.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's not true. I go to Alamo Drafthouse, and
when was
now,
the last time you went to an AMC? Just...
I can't even fucking remember. But I don't have an AMC near my house.
There's an AMC near everybody. Like, it's close enough.
The only
you go to the Dunville one.
I would not go to the Dunville one. But the only AMC that's near me is in Katy Mills Mall, and I will not go to a movie in the mall. I just refuse.
It comes out on Blu-ray soon.
I'll watch it when it comes out on Blu-ray.
I don't like the precedent that it sets that we can expect good movies from the DC Cinematic Universe.
Because Justice League is not going to
be. It's not
going
to be good.
I have hopes for it.
Even though Joss Whedon is like redoing the fuck out of it, apparently.
He's just changing the third act.
Well, that's the important part.
I don't have high hopes for it.
I don't have high hopes either.
But Wonder Woman was a lot of fun.
It looked good. I just never got around to seeing it.
Yeah, I think you would enjoy it.
I enjoy Batman vs. Superman more than most people do because I've seen the extended cut twice.
I've only seen the extended cut, and I was like, this is supposed to make more sense than the theatrical cut.
It does make more sense.
My God.
God, Batman vs. Superman just so bad.
Okay, let's take a look around real quick. Who's wearing a Batman shirt right now?
Yeah. But I love Batman.
I do too.
I love Superman, and that movie wasn't what that should have been.
No, agreed.
That movie was made by people who don't understand those characters.
Let's move on to the next week. What do we got?
It Comes at Night. I know George has seen this.
I saw that too.
You've seen it too?
That was another shitty movie.
The first half of the movie is amazing. The build-up's great. The characters are interesting. Lots of cool things are happening.
I wouldn't even say the first half. I would say the first 20 minutes.
It's longer than that. This is about the first half because it's an hour and 20-minute movie, so it's about 40 minutes of greatness. All
right,
and then it just all falls apart, and like everybody starts making really dumb decisions, and the directors think they're being clever, but they're not.
That's disappointing.
Made by Houston Native.
I was really looking forward to this movie, so it's disappointing to hear.
Made by the same company that made The Witch.
I know, and that's part of why I was looking forward to it.
Cameo in the movie.
Oh, really?
It's the A24.
Yeah, I was stoked to see this movie.
So,
because they did the Witch and they did Green Room.
It's a sickness.
It's a psychological thriller. Like, it's supposed to be about people not being able to trust each other and like humanity, kind of thing.
But it has a great setup,
it does.
And it really falls apart. And mainly the reason it falls apart because it's, again, one of those movies that can't decide what it wants to be.
Yeah.
Like, it wants to be a horror movie, but then it wants to be a thriller movie. It wants to be a drama, but with really heavy horror elements.
Mm.
And it keeps pulling itself in all these weird directions and it goes nowhere.
It tries to throw you a twist at the end, but it was so poorly telegraphed that, like, anybody who didn't see what was coming was like just oblivious,
right?
And like there is a monster in the movie. There's something out in the woods that is killing things or causing
problems.
It's
a sickness.
No, because you see the dream image of the guy, and he's like, "Holy shit!" and he freaks out. There's something out there. Some kind
of
creature.
Is it on Netflix or anything yet?
No, I saw it at Alamo Draft House.
Oh, so it's still new.
New-ish.
It came out in June.
Is it on
DVD or Blu-ray yet?
I'm sure it will be soon.
If they had just shown a monster, I think it would have been a better movie.
I think if they would have went through the straight thriller part and played heavier on the characters and heavier on the drama at the end, I think it would have been more impactful.
The next movie just showed monsters, right?
It's like they made every worst decision they could make for every possible scene.
I'm going to do a brief aside, and it's tangentially related, maybe not a summer movie, but it's still a 2017 movie. Have you watched The Void?
Yeah, I love
it. Oh, man, that was great.
The Void was cool as shit. I just watched it a few weeks ago.
It was a great low-budget movie I've ever seen.
No, I've not seen it yet.
Yeah, I was... You remember I was super stoked on this movie. I finally watched it a couple weeks ago.
On Netflix.
Yeah, that's where I watched it.
It's being touted as Hellraiser meets The Thing.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's super long.
I went into it largely blind other than the trailers. Like, I didn't read a lot of reviews or anything like that. I just kind of wanted to go into it kind of fresh.
That was the exact impression
I had. I was like, oh, that effect, that was The Thing. Oh, that was, you know, some other John Carpenter stuff. This is Hellraiser.
The only two negative things I can say about the movie at all is that I wish we had more of the cult,
mm-hmm.
and I wish the ending was a little bit different.
And I also wish there was better actors.
Yeah, the acting was meh. Yeah,
acting was B-rated acting.
It was, but... God, the effects were amazing in this movie.
That was also a kickstarted movie.
I haven't seen that yet.
I saw Get Out finally. I liked it.
I liked it a lot too.
I don't know if the hype machine.
Hype machine?
There was so much hype around this movie. I don't think it was all. It was a good movie.
It got like universal praise, I think is what he means.
Oh, well, I think because it was so unexpected. I think that's why I got so much praise. But it's just a solid movie.
And I don't know how I stayed away from the plot line. I knew sort of what was going on, but I didn't know what was happening at the end. I was happy that I stayed away from all that.
I thought it was really predictable. It was excellently executed.
No, I agree.
It was very predictable. The only part that wasn't was Grandma. I was like, holy shit, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, all very predictable.
I just thought it was just a solid movie. Yeah,
that was. It's a good movie. He's a good director,
and he wrote it too.
He's a good writer and director. Yeah. He's a shit actor, but he's a great writer and director.
You just on him too hard, man.
I don't like him as an actor.
Mm. Shall we continue down our list here? So the next one was The Mummy.
I saw it.
I haven't.
Tom Cruise is terrible in the movie, but the movie's a lot better than you think it's going to be. Everybody was saying how horrible
it was. Universally panned.
It was universally panned.
Looks bad.
As the introduction to the new, what are they calling it?
The Dark Universe.
The Dark Universe.
I mean, they're passing on that.
It was pretty cool.
Have they officially said that they're not going to make any more movies in this universe?
They're in the hole because of this movie.
Well, I know it didn't do well, but...
Well, there's the Mummy Queen or whatever. She comes back and she starts creating zombies. Like, she basically sucks the life force out of people and leaves them shallow husks. And then those things come back as, like, her little zombie minions. And they were... Some of the, like, if you look at them as zombies, they're kind of like 28 Days Later zombies. They're super fast, super mm-hmm. aggressive, but they're also very easily destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just this constant wave of, like, creatures coming after the main characters. And I really, really liked the way the zombies were executed in this film. Like, it's actually very, very cool. It had some things that were really going for it. There was the love story was dumb.
There's a love story?
Yeah. It stole...
But doesn't Tom Cruise turn into the mummy at the end of the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler.
It's called The Mummy.
So, and it's setting up a Dark Universe thing.
He doesn't come out as the mummy. Like, you want me to... Can I spoil it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't care.
Okay, so the mummy is the priestess that came right. back. She was mummified. They accidentally found her tomb because they were treasure hunters that were, you know... They worked for the army, but they were, like, disobeying orders and looking for gold. And
the
they
worst treasure
found,
hunters ever.
They accidentally found her tomb.
Or the
accidentally
best.
Unleashed her. And he died in the plane crash you see in the trailer.
Yeah.
Okay, so then she revives him, and he's her chosen vessel, because her whole thing was that she wanted to bring the ancient Egyptian god Set to life, and he needed
Who
a vessel.
Who doesn't?
Right. She needed a vessel for that. So her goal was to stab him with this knife, this bejeweled knife, and this ancient order had found the knife and split it up into the dagger and the gem. And she was trying to reunite the two. And there's actually some really, like, funny comedic stuff that happens when her trying to find the two pieces. Some of those scenes actually made me laugh, which I wasn't expecting. But basically, the movie ends with him stabbing himself and turning into Set. But he still retains his abilities and memories. And then he just beats the shit out of her and evaporates. Like, he basically sucks all the life force out of her and becomes infinitely powerful and can do whatever he wants. And then rides off into the sunset with his dead friend that he brings back to life.
And I think what they forgot, that The Mummy is a horror movie, and they turned it into
the
an
zombie,
action movie.
No, the zombie stuff was actually, like, pretty scary in some places. It was well, like, I can't stress enough, the zombie stuff was pretty well done. The mummy stuff was not that great.
He likes the zombie stuff.
Yeah.
But it was called The Mummy, not The Zombies, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, you're going to go in there with, like, expecting a movie that's rated like a 2 or a 3, and it's really more like a 5.5 or a 6. So
okay.
It's a lot better than you think it's going
to
be.
I'll watch it when it comes to, like, HBO for free or something like that.
Yeah, I think you'll be surprised how much better it is than you're expecting it to be.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to hate it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to hate it too. You hate everything.
You probably will not like it as much as I'm saying, but that's you.
All right, well, what see, else? My words have on our
list. Next, going down the list is All Eyes on Me.
Nope.
Tupac.
Oh yeah, that was the Tupac movie, huh?
Okay, then we had Cars 3. Surprisingly, I didn't see that. Pixar almost always puts a movie out just before my birthday, and that's usually my family outing for my birthday, is to go see the Pixar movie, and I didn't make it this time.
I saw Cars 3. It was fun. It was enjoyable.
Rocky with cars? Because that's what
it looked
like.
Sort of, yeah. Plot-wise, a little bit, yeah. But
does he win the race at the end?
I'm not going to spoil that.
You can spoil it?
No. Why? He does not.
He doesn't win?
He does not win.
Oh, okay. So it is like Rocky then.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a fun movie. It's a good sequel to Cars. If you've seen the second
one...
pretend
like the second one never happened?
Just pretend it didn't happen. Mater's in it a little bit, but he's not in it a lot. It's not the main focus of this movie, so... It's a fun Cars movie. It's not the best sequel ever, or... Truthfully, didn't really need to be made. But
much like all the
they
Pixar
can sell
sequels.
Those toys though.
Hell yeah. But to get the bad taste of the second sequel out of people's
and
minds, I think
what
this
was that
one...
that My Favorite Dinosaur.
The good dinosaur.
A good dinosaur, yeah.
That was a bad movie.
Yep.
There's just a lot of production problems with that movie.
I think other than this movie, I think Good Dinosaur is the only Pixar movie I haven't seen.
You still haven't seen it?
No.
Man. I think it was on Netflix. So
it's on Stars.
Maybe.
Yeah, Stars.
My kids were watching it. I think we recorded off TV or something at some point, and they were watching it, but I never sat down and watched it with them.
It tries really hard.
What else we got?
Rough Night, which I hadn't even heard of, I don't think.
Nope. I remember trailers for it.
47 Meters Down.
Oh, it's that shark movie.
Yeah.
I'll catch that on TV. I'm a sucker for a good shark movie.
That's one
or even a bad one.
They're in the cage underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a sucker for bad shark movies. I saw that one with Ryan Reynolds.
I saw Sharknado 5 when I was in the hotel in Tyler. It's a bad shark movie.
I won't watch those.
I've only watched them in the context of Riff Tracks events. That's the only time I've ever watched Sharknado movies.
What's that one with Ryan Reynolds' wife? What the fuck's her name?
Blake Lively?
Blake Lively. She did a shark movie a couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember
that. That was on TV. It was all right. Not the worst I've ever seen. Definitely not the best.
What else we got?
Transformers The Last Knight.
Nope, move on.
Did anyone watch that
movie? I didn't watch it.
Nope.
I mean, did that even do well?
I watched the first Transformers movie of this era, the Michael Bay I watched the first one, and I didn't even like it. So
Miguel made me see the two most recent ones before this one. So I've seen them.
Yeah.
How many are there?
There's like
five.
This is the fifth
five
one.
Or six
this
or something.
This is the fifth one, yeah.
Okay.
I like the first one. Third one's
Second one's horrible. Dark Side of the Moon was the worst one by far.
I said the third one.
Yeah.
I skipped two all entirely.
Oh, yeah, well, you lucked out.
The third one was because there was a cool scene where they actually cut a building in half and everyone's sliding out through the building. I thought that looked cool.
They're just uninspired.
Just CGI crap is what it is.
Pretty much.
Okay, then we had Baby Driver.
That was awesome.
Which
it was all right.
I liked a lot.
It was great.
I love that movie. I've only seen it once, like we talked about earlier, but
great filmmaking, great editing, great soundtrack.
Everything was good about it except the driving force behind the story. The plot device didn't work because the romance wasn't believable. It was
I don't think that was the driving force of the movie.
It was. Everything he did was because of her. And
yeah, I can agree on that.
It's hard to believe that they were
why?
We're going to run off into the sunset when they've met twice and they haven't had a real conversation. All they've talked about is
what
his name is.
You've never had love at first sight, sir.
I didn't believe their love at first sight for a fucking second. No, I mean, all the stuff that happens in the movie is great. Like we said before, Jamie Foxx's best performance probably ever.
John Hamm's pretty good, too.
John Hamm was really solid, yeah.
The only thing the movie missed out was a final showdown with cars between John Hamm and Baby Driver.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get a little bit more of that at the end, and we didn't really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the driving force behind the storyline didn't work for me. So I say it's a good movie, but not a great movie.
I'd be surprised if this movie doesn't end up nominated for Best Editing.
It should be.
It should win for Best Editing, for sure. And Best Soundtrack.
Best Editing.
Next was...
Best Editing to a Soundtrack.
There you go.
Next was Despicable Me 3.
That was all right.
Nope.
I actually saw on an outing with family up in Dallas.
I've had so many people that saw it that said it was amazing just because of Trey Parker, but I haven't
gotten... He's the best part.
Best thing in that movie.
He's the best part of the movie, for sure.
Yeah. I want to see it just because of him.
Yeah, it's worth watching just for him, but that's about it. That brings the movie out of five.
I saw the first Despicable Me. I enjoyed it well enough. I didn't see the second one because I don't like Minions. I didn't see the Minions movie because I don't like Minions. I only saw this movie because it was a big group family event that we went to.
I saw it because Trey Parker's in it.
I had a decent amount of fun watching it. Trey Parker was funny. Steve Carell is just so into this character that he's just kind of entertaining to listen to.
He's
be this character.
Steve Carell is this character. No.
And that's entertaining enough, but I didn't love it. It was okay.
It reminded me of a South Park episode, but for kids.
It kind of went. You had seen it before I did, and you said that it was that it was like a South Park episode. And having seen it, it's it kind of it's that level of weird.
Yeah, but, it really.
So I'll probably love it.
Maybe I don't know.
I heard an interview with Trey Parker on Nerdist, and he was talking about how he was only just a voice actor. He didn't have anything to do with the script or anything, so it's funny that you say it so much like a South Park.
But it still totally comes through as him.
Yeah, he must have wrote it with him in mind, for sure.
Or maybe he just heavily influenced the writers.
I think a lot of it is just his delivery.
I can see that.
I think it. You could write anything and have Trey Parker deliver it like Trey Parker, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, Trey Parker made this happen.
It sounds like Cartman a little bit.
Right.
It's skinny Cartman.
After that was...
80s dance moves.
The House.
The House, no.
Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler, didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, I heard it. I forgot about
funny. I actually heard it was funny, but I never saw it.
I mean, totally forgot about
Will
that
Ferrell hasn't done a funny movie in a while, so, you know.
I usually just kind of pan it, yeah.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, great movie.
We're into July now.
Really well done.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
One of my favorite movies of the summer.
Yeah, me too.
It's, Michael Keaton's in the running for the best villain in the Marvel Universe at the moment.
Yes, agreed.
Again, playing a bird character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was born to be a bird.
he's Birdman, come on. Yes, I think Homecoming, people were worried about what was going to happen when Marvel took over this movie, but they...
Why were they worried?
There's so much in the movie that general audiences could enjoy, but there was also so much that was like little nods to comic book nerds.
Yeah.
They took care of their demographic and their fan base.
I'm worried what Sony's going to do to fuck up the franchise now.
Well,
Tom Hardy is Venom.
Yeah, I was about to say Venom movie.
Well, I mean, because they only have a 2-picture deal with Spider-Man, or 3-picture deal, and Civil War technically counted as one, and this
Infinity
one is
War.
Two, and now Infinity War, and then they're going to do one more
Homecoming sequel. Yeah.
But they can always re-up. I mean, it made so much money that Sony would be stupid not to re-up the deal.
They want to hold on to him.
Right, but I mean, they can renegotiate for another 2 movies or at a time or whatever and make their money.
I mean, shit, if Sony doesn't have to do much and make as much money as they would having to produce a movie, why not? You know what I mean?
Guess.
Let Marvel do all the work.
Sure. It wasn't a financial thing either that they did the first deal for. Hmm. I forgot what it was for, though.
I don't remember.
I read it in an article and I just can't remember. But anyway, it was good.
It was like a trade for X-Men properties.
Was it?
So they could do X-Men TV shows.
Oh, gotcha.
Which are coming out soon.
Yeah.
Was it Gifted or whatever?
Bryan Singer's.
Something like that. And then they have the New Mutants movie coming up.
Yeah.
Which I'm so excited for.
I hope it's good. I hope they don't fuck that up.
I thought it was cool that we had a superhero movie again where the entire world wasn't the stakes.
Right.
That we had something a little bit more grounded again was nice.
Suicide Squad should have took.
Yeah. In hindsight, I think that's one of the things that I really enjoyed about Spider-Man Homecoming. That it was just a superhero story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think more superhero movies should...
What else we have coming up on the list?
Next was Wish Upon. Haven't heard of it.
Nope.
Monkey's Paw, the movie.
War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yes. Oh, that was my favorite movie of the summer.
I didn't see it.
Loved it.
Great fucking movie. Had a couple of small complaints. I think it was too slow in parts.
For
a big
disagree.
Blockbuster summer movie. Yeah, definitely.
It's not too slow. It's the perfect pacing for that kind of movie.
It's a great movie.
Also,
a lot of close-ups.
It's the final piece of a trilogy, so...
No, I know.
They had to tie up some loose ends, and it's just perfectly well made.
Some of the toning, so they had the funny ape at one point.
Bad ape?
Steve Zahn sort of took away from some of the other tones of the movie. It's supposed to be dark and brooding.
Well, that's what kind of kept it going, not so moody. It wasn't another Dark Knight movie.
Okay, true. Got you there. It's fun. It's a great movie.
Yeah. I would never thought I would like, man, Steve Zahn was that great in that movie. I never thought I would say that.
What else we got?
Next was Dunkirk, which
I haven't seen,
but I really want to.
I want to as well.
So I saw it. I thought it was a good filmmaking movie, a very good realistic war type thing. The only thing I'm complaining, I complained about, that there's no real like narrative structure to the movie. It's just kind of like, these are real events. This is what they happened.
I've heard somebody else say that too.
And it's just, I mean, it's good. It's very well made. It's just nothing to keep you there.
Sean had some interesting things to say about it, and it was largely technique based.
Mm.
That the depictions of war were pretty gritty and gruesome, and there was lots of like horrible deaths on screen, and that there was a. One of the things that he described.
Or anything, though.
not necessarily graphic, but more psychologically scarring, that like really horrible ways to go and things like that. And one of the things that he said that stuck out to me, he talked about the photography style in sections of it being kind of almost very impersonal, that a lot of things happen are crossing the field of vision and everything, but that you're not connected to any of it.
Right. I never really felt connected to a character. So when you lost someone or when someone's in peril, you feel bad for them, but you're not like totally invested.
You're not emotionally
attached. You're not emotionally attached to anybody. The score was great, though. And another complaint was they showed the movie out of chronological order.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like a Pulp Fiction?
Kind of. It's like 2 days, 1 week, and hours.
Hmm.
And they all kind of all meet together in the middle of the movie, and then it just moves forward from there.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I want to see that. I don't know if I'm going to have time to see it in the theater.
It's, if you get a chance to see it in IMAX, I think it's worth the ticket price, because the sound is great, the music's great, it looks great. My only beef is that there's no real narrative to drive the movie home. And I think that's because this is Nolan's first movie that he wrote by himself. He didn't have his brother this time to do the heavy lifting.
Right, that's true. What do we got?
Girls Trip?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
No one saw Girls Trip?
No, did you?
You didn't see Girls Trip, Justin?
Nope.
Didn't I figured Dunkirk you would be either. First in line and see that.
Why?
Because J.D. Pinkett Smith's in it.
I'm more likely to see Dunkirk, and I don't watch war movies.
You hate war movies, so.
Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
Oh, God.
It was okay. It wasn't as bad as everybody says it was.
No, it was bad.
It's worse.
It's not great. It's very predictable. The lead actor is terrible.
The
music's pretty good. The visuals are amazing.
Yeah, that's the only
reason that. So I saw this movie and Baby Driver on the same day. We just kind of spent a whole day out watching movies, kind of thing. I only wanted to see Valerian for the visuals, just as an artist, as somebody who's into science fiction and all of that imagery and everything. That's what I wanted to see. And on that level, it doesn't disappoint. Yep. Like, there's lots of really cool stuff to look at in this movie. The story is dumb. The acting is atrocious.
It's just bad.
It's really fucking bad.
I was thinking the whole entire time, this movie could have been done, even with the shitty story it had, if they had, like, Keanu Reeves type level of cool, it would have been mild.
Well, better. And, like, I said after I watched it that Dane DeHaan went to the 1980s school of Keanu Reeves acting, but he doesn't have any of the charm.
None of it. None of it.
But all of his delivery is Keanu Reeves-like, but without any personality. It's all completely flat, and he was bad.
So was a chick, and she's the witch from Suicide Squad.
She was not as bad as him, but she was... not good. Rihanna was terrible.
Rihanna was in it?
Yeah.
It makes no fucking sense.
I'll agree with that. Rihanna had no business being in the movie.
None at all.
And to some people, that was the best part.
And that it's what might have could have been an interesting character. She brought nothing to it at all.
Not even a little
bit. So what you're telling me is don't see it in the theater. Just wait to see it for free.
Just watch Fifth Element instead.
Watch Fifth Element instead.
Okay, I can do that.
Wait until you can watch Valerian at home and can mute it.
Okay.
And listen to something
cool.
Or
fast forward through it.
Put some music on while you're watching it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I really thought the guy from the Marketplace was going to come back later.
The John Goodman guy? Yeah.
It would have made sense,
I did too.
Right?
Yeah.
It would have told a better story, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come back?
No, that character never comes back.
Oh, man.
Shut up, Gary.
He has like the cool gun in the trailer that splits in sideways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next is Atomic Blonde.
I wanted
to
see that.
I've heard really good things.
Me too.
I haven't seen it.
I didn't know that was a comic book.
Yeah.
Who did the comic?
I don't remember.
Oh.
It was an Oni Press book, though.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know it was a comic either.
It wasn't called Atomic Blonde. It was called something else. They changed the title for the movie.
Next came the Emoji Movie.
Nope.
Anyone?
We discussed that on my other podcast. So there was a man that got arrested for jerking it.
Oh, yeah.
In the emoji movie?
Yeah, there's like a family there, a mom there with her two kids, and she heard noises, and she looked behind her, and there was a dude in the back of the theater jerking
it. I guess he figured there'd be nobody else in the theater.
And, like, you know, the cameras at the movie theater took a picture of him and plastered it everywhere, and the police were looking for him.
And he's like, oh,
and TJ Miller, who's apparently the star of the movie,
yeah,
tweeted out, and he's like, yeah, it's that good. It really is. My philosophy, though, is it's probably not that good. He's probably really bored, and that's why he just felt the need.
Oh, God. An inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power.
Hell no.
Nobody saw that movie.
Yeah.
Was that the Al Gore movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Starring Al Gore. Come on.
Man Bear Pig.
We're kind of getting down to almost to current.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Tower.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
I'm
going to see it this week.
Are you?
I was mildly interested in giving it a chance, and now I don't. The things that I've heard about it, I'm like...
Because nobody knows what it is. Everybody thinks that it's a movie based on the books, but it's not. It's part eight of the story.
But it looks so hokey.
It's part eight of the story. Like, if you read The Dark Tower, books 1-7, and then the story ends, but it's a cyclical thing.
So I've read the first five books.
So in book seven, Roland reappears where he began in the beginning of book one.
I understand that it's cyclical.
So like,
but I don't know
part eight.
Like I said, I've only read the first five.
Okay.
So I understand from what I've gleaned from conversations of people that it's cyclical, but I don't really understand what that means. That in context, I don't know what happens.
They're
but I understand
the TV
that
series after this movie too, aren't they?
Right.
I don't think so. They haven't made enough money back.
I have heard that there was some talk of that based on how this does, that if this did well, that there was talk of a miniseries.
This movie fell flat, basically.
This is a continuation of the story from the books, and I think if people go in knowing that, they'll enjoy it a lot more, but that's not how they marketed it at all.
No.
But also, like, you're disfranchising a group of people
who need
to know something before they go see the movie.
You don't have to know that to go in, because the story starts at the same place that issue one of the book series started, but it's actually part eight. So,
yeah, but so how is that exciting for a viewer when they're missing a...
He's going on the same journey he went on throughout the Dark Tower story, the books, except he has more information and he's able to adapt a little bit better. So it takes you to a different place. I think the people that have read all the books will appreciate it a lot more.
See,
a lot of people online don't appreciate it at all.
Yeah, a lot of the... Like, one of my friends who is a big Stephen King fan hated it.
Did he know that going in, or did he go in thinking that it was part one?
I don't know.
See, I think
maybe they should have advertised it, hey, continuation of the series, the book series.
But then you would have scared off a whole bunch of other people.
Well, right, it would have alienated a whole group of people as well, but...
See, there's not a great way to advertise it.
There's no really good marketing.
So they did a shitty job of making this.
Not necessarily.
They did a shitty job.
Not necessarily. If you can't appease your core group of people that you're trying to advertise to or make a movie for, and they all hate it because it's not what they thought it was, and then the half of the people who watch it don't understand it, you totally miss the mark.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. I'm going to see it myself, and then I'll be able to tell you one way or the other.
I'll watch it on TV.
That's kind of where I am. I'm going to wait on it. It's not one that I'm...
It looks hokey, though, doesn't it? The gung fu shit, the catching the bullets, and
but if you've read the books, it's not that far off.
Yeah,
like because he's basically like that. He's basically a cowboy ninja, knight. That's what they were. They were knights that were trained. They're cowboy knights trained like ninjas.
And I hear Matthew McConaughey is like the worst in this movie.
Matthew McConaughey is the worst in every movie. He was great in True Detective, and that's the only time I can say that about him.
I loved him in Interstellar.
I thought he wasn't bad in Interstellar. Interstellar kind of changed my mind about Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. That was like, man, maybe he's got...
But that's just such an amazing movie. It's not necessarily him. The movie's just amazing.
What about Sing? Didn't that change your mind?
I did not watch that.
What?
The movie Sing.
God, I actually... My youngest was like, we should all watch Sing for family movie night.
Always emulate the German.
So
Sing.
I watched Sing the other night.
I thought he said Thing. I was like, Thing.
I have a lisp. What the
I
fuck
didn't.
Can I do?
I, I wasn't trying to make fun of you.
Such an asshole, George.
I wasn't trying to make fun of your lisp, I swear.
All right, moving on to the next movie.
Is there anything else? Are we at current date?
Pretty
close.
Detroit?
I wanted to see that.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like the Detroit riots.
Okay.
What's her face? Who did...
in the 60s. Catherine Bigelow.
Catherine Bigelow, who did Point Break and that war movie and that other...
Rocker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was that? The one where they killed Osama Bin Laden. She did that other one she won an Oscar for.
I don't remember.
SEAL Team 6.
Zero Dark 30.
Zero Dark 30. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Then was Kidnap. Halle Berry.
Oh, Halle Berry.
And it's going to leave us to what's coming out this weekend?
No, we've got a few more. Annabelle Creation. Don't care at all.
Heard it's doing really well, though.
I've heard it's pretty good,
I've seen shit reviews for
These are the kind of horror movies that do well, and they fucking suck. They're terrible. And horror movies don't have to do that well to do well.
No, yeah.
Because their budget is low.
So, yeah, so low of a budget, they can make nothing and still make a lot of money.
Right. The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
I unfortunately saw that movie.
You saw that?
Yes. I was dragged to go see Nut Job 2.
You couldn't have been dragged. You could say, no, I do not want to see this.
Yeah, if I want to be an asshole in front of my girlfriend and her family.
Okay.
I'm not going to be an asshole in front of my girlfriend and her family. They bought us movie tickets and say, oh, we want to go see this movie.
Did you pay for a ticket?
I did not.
Okay. You're off the hook then.
But I had to go see it in shitty studio movie grill. So, yeah, fuck that shit.
It's got 11% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I still don't understand how Will Arnett... Well, I mean, fuck. You know, for the money, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's bad. Don't see it, people.
I didn't even know. Truthfully, it came out. I didn't even know they were making it, so...
Did you see the first one?
Nope.
I didn't even know there was a first one. That's how bad it was.
Okay.
So we're up to current date.
The only other one was The Glass Castle, which I also don't know what is.
I don't know what that is.
Coming out this weekend, it's The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Oh, the Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson movie.
That should be good.
Yeah, that should be funny.
Only reason I want to see that, because I just want to hear Samuel L. Jackson just say motherfucker a lot.
Scream at Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that's the only reason I want to see that movie. I don't think it's going to be good. I don't think it's going to be that funny.
It'll be good. I think it'll be like a good buddy cop kind of story.
And then Logan Lucky comes out.
I want to see Logan Lucky a lot.
That is sitting at 93% right now on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't even know what that is. I've never heard of it.
I hadn't heard of it.
Adam Driver.
Either.
It's Redneck Ocean's 11.
I like Adam Driver.
Channing Tatum's in it too.
I hate Channing Tatum.
And Daniel Craig.
I'm indifferent. I was expecting you to like lean me one way or the other, but I was thinking.
It's directed by Steven Soderbergh.
Yeah, okay. It's a Redneck Ocean's 11.
And Seth MacFarlane's in it.
Is he really?
That's what it says.
That kind of loses me a little bit.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah.
But this is one of the first few movies that was made entirely out of his pocket and investors that were his friends.
Oh, really?
And there was no big studio. He did this the way he wanted, had no outside force telling him what to do.
Okay.
All right.
Well, so
maybe I'll watch
one. I saw the trailer or the commercial on TV a couple of days ago. So.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it does.
So let's do a recap real quick.
Let's do our top three.
What are our top three of the summer?
There was only two movies that I liked.
Okay, what are your top two?
War of Planet of the Apes and Homecoming. Oh, and Baby Driver. Those are my top three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dave, what about you?
Wonder Woman and Spider-Man for me.
Yeah, give me a sec. If we're talking about top three...
Or four, or five,
if I have to pick a third, I'll pick Guardians.
Oh, yeah, and Guardians. That would be my number four.
Guardians my number four, definitely.
Baby Driver's probably my number four. Three.
Baby Driver's probably on my list. Spider-Man's probably on my list.
Now, if Thor would have came out this summer, that looks good.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok. Plus, I like that director a lot. The guy who did Hunt of the Wilder People.
I want to see Mother. That's a movie I'm looking forward to.
Oh, Darren Aronofsky's new movie?
I love Aronofsky.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, it looks really
good. I didn't know he had a new one coming out.
With Jennifer Lawrence.
I haven't seen the last couple things he's done, though. I haven't seen Black Swan.
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen Noah. I'm a huge Aronofsky fan.
Dude,
I love the stuff.
Noah
the stuff of his that I've
great.
Seen.
So is Black Swan.
Yeah.
They're both great.
I thought Wrestler came out after Black Swan.
The Wrestler came out before Black Swan.
It was before.
Oh, okay. Well, they were originally supposed to be sequels to each other. They're supposed to be taking place in the same time. time or same. They were supposed
to be. They're not connected at all, though.
They were supposed to be.
They were supposed to be.
Yeah. But,
so what's your other top?
You got? I'm trying to decide. I'm kind of between
no.
Guardians and Wonder Woman. I'm probably gonna go with Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Annabelle.
No. I saw the first, like, the Conjuring movie that kind of kicked all this stuff off.
I like the Conjuring movie.
So nobody's going to put Alien Covenant in their top?
I was close. Mm. I almost did.
No, because it was a shit movie.
I'd probably put it at number 5.
Yeah.
I'd put it at 99.
Over the... Okay, which ones do you like better? Alien Covenant or The Nut Job 2?
Nut Job 2.
You did not.
Alien Covenant or Ghostbusters?
I didn't see Ghostbusters. It keeps coming on TV, and every time it comes on, I watch it for like maybe 5 seconds. I'm like, I don't want to watch this.
So, Alien Covenant is probably number 5 for me.
It's a shit movie.
It is not a shit movie. You're
really
a shit movie
watcher. Lots of shit is what happened. Got old.
I would put Guardians next, Baby Driver, War for the Planet of the Apes, and then Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, all you gotta do is just flip that list.
Then I would be wrong like you. Not gonna do that.
So, Blade Runner's coming out too.
Yeah, Blade Runner
comes out in
good.
September, I think.
I think I'm excited for that.
It looks like I'm supposed to be excited, right?
Yeah.
But like...
The more it looks like I should be excited about it, the more scared I get. You know what I mean?
Well, like I appreciate the original Blade Runner. I think it's a beautiful movie, and I think it's important when it came out. But fuck, that's a boring movie to watch.
Have you seen the director's cut of it?
It's even more boring to watch.
It is really boring. Yeah.
Like, the only exciting part is the last 10 minutes.
But it's a great movie, though. Like,
I mean...
I agree. I
fall asleep every time I watch it.
As a teenager, I tried to watch it a couple of times and I never made it through. Once I finally got to, I'm going to sit down and watch this movie all the way through. I'm like, okay, I dig this movie. I get why it's this. I get why it's a landmark movie. I like it. So I'm looking forward to the sequel, but in a kind of tentative, please don't hurt me kind of.
He fucked up Suicide Squad. I hope he doesn't fuck this up.
Well, he's not the only thing that fucked up Suicide Squad.
Well, that's true. You're not wrong there.
So I think that's it. That's our summer 2017 summer recap.
Shit movie reviews.
There was some good stuff.
It wasn't.
Yes, there was. Let's move on to George Hates Metal.
Tickle balls.
It couldn't be an anniversary episode without a segment of George Hates Metal.
I mean, it could have been.
But it wouldn't be a good one.
Oh.
So, I picked out something that's been I've been listening to a lot lately. Enslaved has a new album coming out in a couple months called E. And we heard a song called Storm Sun, single they've released. It's about almost 11 minutes.
Really? It was that long? Jesus Christ.
So, I'm going to go around, because Dave hasn't heard this before yet, and let's start with Dave this time.
So, it's Dave Hates Metal now?
Dave loves metal.
And Enslaved. Big Enslaved.
Enslaved's one of Dave's favorite
bands. I love Enslaved.
I guess they didn't want me to shit all over first.
That's right.
So this is my first time hearing it, and I really like it. It sounds like Enslaved doing what they do. They're down a member.
Yeah.
So this confirms what I've always kind of suspected. That guy wasn't necessary.
Talking about the keyboardist in Lost? Yeah. I always thought a lot of the clean stuff was just him. But apparently not.
Yeah. So I think this sounds great. In Times was like universally praised. It was like everybody loved that album. and I liked it, but I didn't love it.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that. You like Ritter better.
It felt weird because I'm like, I don't know, because I still can't put my finger on what I felt like it was missing.
Yeah, I loved In Times. That was actually my first real exposure to Enslaved.
Mm-hmm. I've been listening to Enslaved for over 10 years.
Yeah, me too.
It's well over 10 years
this
at this point.
This band has progressed.
They've
so
been everywhere.
Far. Not you can't say not two albums sound alike or the same style, but it's all sort of progressive.
They,
you know, black metal-ish.
They
influence.
Definitely hit a sound around the Modrum era.
Yeah.
They definitely hit on a sound that has come to define them.
Yeah.
But they don't, and they still. So starting out, they were kind of a generic second wave black metal band. They blended in with a lot of other stuff going on, and they ventured into the Viking black metal stuff, where they got a little bit more unique, a little bit more. They stood out a little bit more, I think.
The Blood Hymn.
And then they hit this prog metal, this like prog black metal sound,
psychedelic prog black metal
that has kind of come to define them, and they're wonderful at it. But I agree with what you're saying. Like they have this sound, but they don't stay there.
Yeah.
It's still distinctly that sound. It's still distinctly this psychedelic black metal sound, but they keep doing stuff with it.
They're taking it to new levels all the time. And that's what I enjoy about them so much, is like not one album. Oh, they're just resting on their laurels. You know, they're trying new stuff. And if this one song is going to be testament to what this new album is going to be, super looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Which comes out, I'm trying to look at the release date, October 13th. So, yeah,
okay.
We have a few months to go.
George?
Is it my turn now?
Yes, sir.
I thought it was okay. At best. It was 11 minutes too long.
Wow.
That doesn't sound like okay at best.
All right, get out.
I mean, it was all right. There was just nothing special about that song. Nothing stood out about the vocals. I mean, there was parts of the music that sounded really good.
What didn't you like about the vocals?
No, I mean, nothing. It wasn't bad, nor was it, like, amazing.
Because, I mean, they do a lot of clean stuff, but they do a lot of the super gargly black metal stuff.
Yeah, that,
you know?
I'm not a huge fan of that stuff, but it wasn't, like, I don't know. It just didn't stand out or anything like that.
I think you would like In Times. I mean, that would probably be your starting point.
You might like In Times, maybe.
Building with Fire would probably,
probably
get you addicted
you'd
to
like.
This band.
Yeah. I feel like it's a pretty complex song, what we just heard.
Yes.
It's the same riff over and over again up until
the
bridge.
It has the same underlying riff, but it changes.
I'm gonna point out, George was talking the whole time.
Yeah, he was on his
phone. And I will point out that this is part of George's problem with a lot of the metal that we play, is he's not paying attention.
He's totally listening.
No, you weren't, though. You were talking and looking at your phone.
I was looking at my phone.
And
so
you have admittedly said that a lot of the music that you listen to is something that you put on, and it's kind of a background, it's kind of a thing that you do while you're doing something else. There is a lot of metal that is, you gotta sit and actually listen to it.
Absorb it. Yeah.
I didn't feel like there was anything really to absorb here.
Because you weren't paying attention to it.
It's a very complex song. I mean, it goes all over the place. I thought it was great. I liked it a lot. Like I said, I'm fairly new to Enslaved, but definitely be checking this album out.
I'm gonna hard pass.
I'm gonna hard pass you out of here.
Okay.
of course you're entitled to your own opinion.
Sure.
But I think Enslaved are masters of what they're doing. They've sort of created their own genre, their own style that other bands have, you know, they try to emulate. And there's bands in this style, but I definitely think they are the top of the crop, or whatever you want to say, the cream of the
crop.
Cream
of the crop?
Top of the pop. They're the top of the pop. But yeah, I've only got to see them live once when they opened up.
I've only gotten to see them once. I saw them open for Amon Amarth.
Oh, wow.
It was an appropriately themed show.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, this might not be the, I'll admit, this might not be the best song to get you into them first, because it is a long and it is very, you know,
repetitive.
Not repetitive.
It's repetitive.
Okay. It's, do you think you listen to Opus?
I think y'all had me listen to a couple of songs before. I thought it was okay.
You think Opus is repetitive?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can admit that too. This, I mean, yeah, the song, you know, they repeat a lot of stuff.
It comes in waves. I mean, yeah. it's you know, there's an underlying sound that comes back throughout the song, but there's also, like, complex things that happen on top of that.
Yes, there is, but it's it takes too long to get there, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at.
You have to be patient.
Have patience, young grasshopper.
Whatever. A song lasting 12 minutes, almost 12
minutes. Is that too long for any song?
No. I've listened to songs about that same length that, I don't know, just held my interest longer. It just didn't hold my interest.
Well, don't let this song be their only indication of how they really are. Give them another chance. We'll let you listen to some more.
Sure.
Yeah. And then we'll get your opinion again.
Awesome.
Because we're not letting this one go.
Nope.
But yeah, so final opinion from Dave?
Thumbs up. Looking forward to more.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right.
All right, so it's that time of the week where we get to talk about what's tickling our little geek. So, Carrie, you want to talk about...
You want me to go first?
Yeah, what's tickling your geek, bro?
Well, as we're recording this, in 2 days' time, I'm going out to the Woodlands to see a concert. First time ever seeing this band live, I get to see Deep Purple.
Hey, that's cool.
Been really...
I would totally go if it wasn't the Cynthia Woods.
Yeah,
Pavilion.
that's the bad part. I got
Cynthia Woods.
Yeah,
I got the tickets for Groupon, so they were like $20 each. But yeah,
it just recently came out with an album like a year ago.
Recently, like a few months ago.
Oh, it wasn't
it's really
even,
good.
Yeah, I thought it came out last
Ian
year.
Ian Gillan's have been the vocalist for a long time. I've been really getting back into their catalog recently on Spotify. So, I mean, I'm really looking forward to him. And Alice Cooper was opening up, which I saw him last year. And then I think Edgar Winter Group, which only had like one song from them. So
I don't know.
It should be fun. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see Deep Purple. That's what's tickling my geek right now.
Cool. What about you, Dave?
Solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big old nerd.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
nothing wrong with that.
When is that supposed to happen?
Monday.
Are we going to be able to see it from our path?
We will not get full coverage.
We're getting like 80% or something like that?
More like 60-70%, okay. Somewhere in there.
So are you going... Well, I guess out where you live, it's kind of like out open, no, not a lot of light pollution or whatever. Or
it's a solar eclipse. It happens in the middle of the day.
It happens like 2 p.m.
Never mind.
Yeah,
I answered my own question as I was saying it. So what are you going to be... Do you have like special glasses?
I'm going to spend some time... I'm going to make it into a science lesson with my kids. We homeschool and stuff, so it's an activity. We're going to make the little boxes and all that kind of stuff, the viewing boxes and everything, and then we'll watch the eclipse happen. But
cool.
I'm a big old nerd, and I think that stuff's exciting.
Yeah,
so
super exciting.
I watched the SpaceX launch live the other day, and it was fucking incredible. I fucking watched them, and I know that they've been able to do this already, but I actually watched it this time. They launched a two-stage rocket, and once they released the second stage... The first stage of the rocket fell back to Earth. They righted it, and it landed upright right in the middle of a launch pad. It was fucking amazing.
That is pretty
That shit's
pretty cool.
Fucking cool.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? This is a weird story going along with the eclipse, that Bonnie Tyler is going to be singing her song Total Eclipse of the Heart during the eclipse. This is a real news article, for
yeah,
real.
Yes, I've seen that.
Wow.
It's I guess it's on the Royal Caribbean's Total Eclipse Cruise. All right. There you go.
This is the first... Again, it's not full where we are. We're about 600 miles too far south for it to be a full eclipse. But for those where it is a full eclipse, it's 99 years since the last full solar eclipse happened over the United States. So this is a kind of once-in-a-lifetime opportunity deal.
It's also my birthday.
Cool.
Really?
Yeah.
On Monday?
Yeah.
You're so metal... You put the sun out on your birthday.
Bring the darkness.
You block out the sun.
That is pretty fucking metal.
Yeah.
What's tickling my geek this week is this Sunday, I will be going to see the Monster Squad reunion
movie.
and it's gonna be awesome.
The cast is gonna be there too, right?
Yeah, that's cool. The only person I wish was gonna be there, and I know he's not gonna be there, is Shane Black, who wrote it. Because he's a little bit too high caliber, I imagine, to get for this thing. But that was like one of his earlier writing projects,
right?
And it's a pretty awesome movie. I've watched it as a kid for Halloween every year.
That's something, you let me borrow your Blu-ray. That's something I still haven't watched. I need to watch it this weekend.
It's awesome.
Maybe I should come to the showing.
Yeah, if you can afford it and tickets are left, yeah. I don't
How much
see
are tickets?
It's
the Alamo Draft House, right?
Yeah, it's $25 a person because it's a special show, and you get a poster with all the cast and crew signed.
That's
or
cool.
The reunion cast signed. So yeah, that's what I'm doing or excited about.
My new podcast I'm excited about.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Go ahead. Let's talk about it now.
So I've been writing for a website, horrorgeeklife.com, for about a year now.
I've wrote an article for them too.
I know. We recruited you. We recruited my friend Katie. Bringing some new people into the fold. But we decided to start a podcast, an official podcast for the website, which is the Horror Geek Podcast. And I'm the co-host on it, along with the site owner, Melissa. And we've done 4 episodes so far. It's been pretty well received. We just got on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Google Play, pretty much anywhere. And it's going really well. So check us out. We talk all kinds of horror and all kinds of gaming and all kinds of geek.
If you geek out on horror, it's a good place for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Yes.
So that's about it. Closing time?
Yeah, let's get into our close. You know what? Let's just keep on going.
Sure.
Why not? Let's talk about our sponsor real quick. You want to do that? Since we haven't done that yet.
What the hell is the name of our sponsor again?
Come on, dude. Really?
I don't remember.
You're going to piss Carrie off and he's going to throw a tantrum.
You're going to...
Oh, yeah, there you go, tantrumcollectibles.com.
He's been hanging around...
With the save.
He's been hanging around me way too long to pull that out.
Shit, I totally forgot that was the name of the company.
Now you have to do the whole ad by yourself. Sure.
You ready? I'm ready to go.
Let's do it.
All right, so get your Funko Pops and anime collectibles at tantrumcollectibles.com.
That's not too bad.
And to save some money...
Yeah?
Type in the code METALGEEKS and you'll save...
How much?
20%?
No.
30%?
No.
10%?
Yes.
All right, there we go.
You save 10% using the code METALGEEKS.
Is it 10
correct?
Or 15?
It's 10.
Okay, it's 10. There you go.
And what's the website again?
TantrumCollectibles.com.
All right. Check them out.
Code METALGEEKS.
Yeah, they do sell, like we said, a lot of anime collectibles. So Funko, Bandai, Artifacts, Banpresto. You're looking for any of that kind of cool collectible stuff? There's a place to go and save 10%. TantrumCollectibles.com.
Use the code METALGEEKS.
That's right. So, as we said, this is our 5-year anniversary episode, but we're not doing the typical, hey, let's play clips and do that kind of stuff. But I did want to...
That would be a lot of work on your end.
Be a lot of work on my end. That's why we're not doing it. I thought about that the other day. I'm like, no. But I do want to reminisce about the way this show started and how you guys came on board. It started back 5 years ago. It was so like after my first co-host from MSRcast left, I brought John Michael, who was a podcaster on Metal Injection with me as well, onto MSRcast. And then after we would record those shows, and even during those shows, we started talking about a lot of geeky topics. So one day we decided, hey, why don't we just start another show so we can talk about all the geeky stuff that we want to talk about and have a place for it. And that's basically how Metal Geeks was started. At one point, John Michael had to take his leave. This is about episode 40-something. And you guys came in. Actually, I had Dave come in as a guest co-host to see how he would fit. In the next episode we did, it was an episode about with like E3 or one of those... It was a Comic-Con episode.
Yeah.
The episode
yeah.
I came on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
So we had Sully from Nerd Foo. We had Justin come on. We had you, and then Dave, and then me.
And we're all
in separate rooms.
We're all
in
different rooms Skyping together.
except Sully. He was at his own place. So we're all on Skype together, all doing it. And that's where we burst your cherry, your podcast cherry.
Hells yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a podcast virgin then.
Yep.
Now he's ripped a podcast that fucking whore.
Podcast filthy whore.
You're a fucking... You are a podcast whore.
Chugging them mics.
Two at a time, sometimes. Yeah, so... we've been going strong ever since then with this lineup since episode number 45. And now we're on episode number 100 and... What is it? 136.
I was going to say 135. That would have been wrong.
Yep. So there's a little bit of history, and thanks everybody for sticking with us. Thanks for all the people that have ever helped out come on the show. Thanks to Justin here for being a good friend of the show, and to I want to thank George and Dave for
thank you.
Fuck you. I'm trying to be emotional and cool here, but you're sticking. I'm joking. I'm just thank you guys for sticking around and coming out and geeking out with me. It's been a lot of fun. I want to thank Brian Hogan for helping out, for everything that he's done for the show, and Bill Longa for everything he's done for the show. We've had a lot of cool people, a lot of cool friends. I've met a lot of really cool people doing this.
We've gotten
podcast.
To do some cool stuff
because of this.
Being here and doing this.
So. Oh yeah, we have.
Thanks to Carrie for bringing
Thank
us together.
Thank you, sir, for letting me bug you enough to come on your show.
That's how you started on the show. Basically, at work, you're like, "Hey, dude. I'm gonna come to your show." I'm like, I don't know. Have you been on a podcast before? No, but I'll be great.
Was I wrong?
Do I have to answer that?
You were a natural. I was here the first time, and you and I instantly hit it off when the microphone turned on. We started cracking jokes immediately, much to Carrie's dismay, much to Chris's dismay. But I mean, you and I were having a great time, and like, I don't know, without you joining Metal Geeks, none of the stuff we've come to do would have ever happened.
The comic book would have never happened.
Yep.
So
Mindfudge never would have happened.
Thanks to Carrie bringing me on the show and introducing all of us.
So that means I get residual checks, right? We need to start making money?
First, we need to start making money, my friend, and that's the first hurdle.
I want my 10%.
Maybe 10 years from now.
I can wait.
We'll just send you a real big check whenever we get that.
But
a real big check with like the three cents on it.
I'll take that shit and frame it and put it on the wall. I do want to thank my wife, too.
My wife.
The voice from the other room, Kim. Kim Moo. She's been a big help for this show. She's always stuck around, my side for everything I've done. I've been podcasting for, 12 years now. So, and I would like to thank Sean, my co-host now on the MSRcast Metal Podcast. Smart dude. He's been on the show many, many times.
Yeah, also a frequent guest on our show.
Frequent guest on the show. So, thanks to everybody who tunes in and
the listeners
interacts.
Especially.
Yeah.
Don't forget to share it with your friends.
That's right.
Thank you, but keep on sharing it.
Thanks to Alpha for being our cool new sponsor. Good friend of mine now. This show and my previous
TantrumCollectibles.com.
There you go.
I remembered.
This, doing this has led me to meet a lot of cool people. I mean, there's a lot of really cool podcasters in the Houston area that I've met, and it's just been a great time. Not that we're going anywhere. I think Brian Guanajuato, who has his own show,
the Bri-Fi podcast.
I made a thing today. I'm like, so what should we talk about on our anniversary episode? He's like, oh, she'd retire.
Man, that's kind of fucked up.
I know, right? I'm like, what the fuck? And what did I say? I'm not going to retire. Tell him at the top.
Well, I mean, it's Brian. If you know him.
Exactly.
It's his kind of humor, but I mean, it's kind of fucked up if you think about it.
But... thanks to everybody again for being with us. Here's to another 5 years.
Yeah.
And see you in the 10-year reunion.
Yeah. I didn't go to my high school one, so maybe we won't go to this one. You know what? I'm thinking this is going to make me feel really old, but this year is my 25th anniversary of graduating high school.
Wow.
All right.
Or coming up in 2018. So I'm like, yeah, I feel old now.
Woohoo!
Woo!
I felt old since I was in high school, so.
Right?
Wow. He's just an old soul.
Yeah. Are we forgetting anything? Anything that we need to
wrap
that part of it up?
Say our social media tags and...
No, I'm talking about thanking people for our anniversary.
Who else have we not thanked?
Just the whole Houston podcast community in general.
I would say that.
You and I have done a lot to build it up, and we've made so many friends from other shows.
All the people from Comic Paloozas.
Everybody,
everybody. All the artists and all the local podcasters that we've met. Everybody's just been really cool. There's this really cool camaraderie.
All the semi-famous people who put up with us, letting us interview them.
That is true. especially like Ming. We've met a lot of cool. We've met a lot of cool people just by doing this. And like what Kevin Smith always says, he always says, if you want to do a podcast, if you have something to say, just do it.
Hell, even if you don't have something,
even if you don't have something to say, you have some friends, you just want to get around and hang out and talk. That's what this show is about. It's us hanging around talking about the stuff that we like to geek out on, where we normally don't get to do that every day. So
we do it at least once a week,
right? And you guys, well, bi-weekly, you guys get to join in and listen to us. And that's always been my goal with the show, is not to make it to, hey, we're gonna just repeat news and stuff like that. We want to talk about things that we enjoy and we geek out on. It might be a news topic or it might be something completely not. I don't want to stick to any kind of like really stringent schedule. You know what I mean? Like, here's where we have to talk about this news item and that kind of stuff. That's why we have these cool segments, like where, like the, you know, what's tickling your geek,
right?
And you know, what have we been doing? What have we been playing and watching and talking about? All that kind of stuff. That's what I love about this show, and we can combine all of our loves. Like we do.
And hates
it's sometimes.
Really, it's really all about George hates metal. And well, same balls at random intervals.
That's what it is for me. I don't know about you guys.
Definitely saying balls a lot, but you know.
And that time, there's a lot of balls.
That time Carrie played the song where it's all the same in the dark.
True.
Highlights.
Highlights.
We're doing the highlight reel right now.
Yeah, we're not. I'm not going to go search for all the episodes to pull these out, so let's do it now. But like, we get to talk about, you know, Disney and heavy metal in the same breath, and that's pretty cool to me. I know we have some fans out there that have, you know, come out and said that's why they listen to the show and like the show so much. So it's cool.
Most definitely.
I think that's it. Do we have anything else we got to do? Nope.
No.
Keep it. Let's go to bed.
Social media stuff.
Social media stuff. Thank you.
Want to pass that around?
So you can find us, of course, on all the social medias at Metal Geeks, on the Twitter, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, all that good stuff. Go to metalgeeks.net. That's your home for both podcasts, Metal Geeks and MSR Cast. You can find us on iTunes, where you can go subscribe to us there, leave a review, all that good stuff. Stitcher, Google Play, every place you can find your favorite podcast, you can find us too. Let your friends know about the show. If you
tell
listen,
us what you think about the show.
If you have a comment or a complaint or whatever, you have anything, msrcast@gmail.com.
It all goes
to
Carrie, so you can bitch all you want.
You can bitch, and I'll just forward to where it needs to go. where can we find you guys on your internets?
You can find me at Red Viking Dave on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And George Tripsis at Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff. Also, you can check out the comic that Justin and I do, Speak No Evil. It's on issue 1 and 2 are on Comixology. And issue 3 should be coming out fairly soon.
I was about to ask, what's up with issue 3?
Should be done by the end of September.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. And be sure to check out for more info and see some sneak peeks for stuff that's coming up in issue 3. You can go to Great Bear Comics, GRAY.
You had to think about that.
I had to think about it for a quick time. How many times have you said that? A lot. And that's why I had to think about it. It's GRAY, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the good stuff. You can buy our comic on our website, Great Bear Comics.
And Justin?
If you want to follow me pretty much anywhere, is @comicaljc. If you'd like to check out the podcast that George and I do together, it's the Mind Fudge Comedy Podcast. We're available on all podcatchers. And if you'd like to check out the Horror Geek Life podcast that I just talked about, it's available as well. Just do a search for Horror Geek Podcast or go to podcast.horrorgeeklife.com.
I think we'll eventually all be guests on that show.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. They might not want me on that show.
Maybe not.
I'm like, fuck this and fuck that.
George horror movies are everything. Stupid.
I don't think horror movies are stupid. I just think all current horror movies are stupid.
So thanks again for tuning in to our anniversary-ish episode. We will see you guys soon. What else? We have to say something else, too, don't we?
Something we said for a while now.
What is that? I can't think of what it is.
Keep it metal.
And something else, too, right?
Balls.
Correct.
Besides that.
And keep it geeky.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other Metal Geekery needs, please visit MetalGeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.